Well, Paul, your thoughts on the performance?
Short and sweet. Let's keep it short and sweet. We didn't turn up. 20 minutes looked like it was the worst. It was looked like an end of season game for us that had nothing to play for. So that's about sums the game up for me.
Were you not pleased with the reaction the side gave in the second half, though?
Yeah, brilliant to lose 2-1. We've done great.
No, I mean, they're getting the goal back and they create some chances down the left-hand side.
No, not in any shape or form. We've lost again, the biggest game. Same as Torquay, same as Rotherham away. Patterns are there. Patterns don't change. Speak all day, preparation, and players don't turn up. And then that leads to everybody going home, greatly unhappy. I'm not interested now. Bradford, get on. Rotherham, get on. I don't want no favours off anyone. I want us to win games. And when we don't win, I want us to show life and passion and be aggressive. Everything we didn't show till we go 2-0 down.
Why do you think your team didn't learn from that first half performance at Barnet?
Go and ask them. Try being a manager. If you want to be, try being a psychologist, a manager, at everything you want. Modern day football's changing. Whether it's changing for the better, I don't know. Players nowadays love themselves. Absolutely love themselves. And at the end of the day, we can't win every game. I don't have no issues with getting beat. But you turn up. Good players always, good teams always turn up. They don't always win. They don't always play well. But when you've got a game like tonight, which is the biggest game of our season, by a million miles, and I try and tell people it's just the next game, our players knew how important that game was. Didn't turn up. Didn't turn up.
What about next week, though, of course, on Saturday? You can still do it, though. That's the whole point.
Not the slight. Tonight, as I speak to you, I'm not the slightest bit interested in it. When you solve a problem at a club as a manager and you've got an infrastructure at your club to go forward, you'll get where you want. We don't have that today. Simple stuff. We don't have it. We don't have the right character in the dressing room. We don't have the right characters in team. And we have some good players. Don't get me wrong. We have plenty of lads who show plenty of this, plenty of that. But, you know, unfortunately for us, since for a period of time now, our consistency is our inconsistency. And it doesn't go away.
What can you send a message out to the supporters, though?
I don't want to send messages to the supporters. You know, what do the supporters want me to say? I couldn't send them a message. I'm physically sick. I'm physically sick that we've rolled over to a team that started okay, didn't really put us under a lot of pressure, and we just wilted. We start giving goals. We now give goals away from set plays quite regularly, from dead ball, because we go to sleep, because we watch. People watch the game, they don't play in it.
Do you think that first goal knocked the stuffing out the side?
I think the second goal didn't help, did it? I really think the second goal, and then just after half-time, we could have been 3-0 down because we're that sloppy. And it's hard because you need a couple of characters about the club that demand success. And when they go on the pitch, they drive people forward. We don't have that at the minute. And that's something that I've got to solve.
Did you think the tide was turning, though, when Chiswell got that goal back?
I thought it helped. I think it was turning. I thought it helped. I thought it'd give us half an hour. And we ran out of ideas. We didn't have any chances then. You know, and that's the disappointing thing, that tonight, you know, rightly or wrongly, Torquay away. See, games have the same pattern, you know, and they're not going to individualise with players and shout and scream. You know, the pattern's been there all season. The results have been consistently inconsistent all season. We've just offered a little bit of life at the end and have gone out, in my opinion, gone out like a light. People will look at league tables and you've still got a chance. We start games like that, we've got no chance, absolutely none whatsoever.
I mean, you made the point back in January about the same existence, so do you still think it's happening now then?
Well, it's there for everyone to see, isn't it? It's quite plainly obvious in your face. So, you know, you prepare. We're in tomorrow morning nice and early. We'll come in, we'll train, we'll work, and we'll do all the right things to go to Fleetwood and try and win a game of football.
Is this the biggest motivational period of your career?
Not really. Not really. I'm motivated for every game. I could see the Wembley, new Wembley Stadium, the thought of playing there, the thought of leading the team out there. Our players obviously don't think like that, do they? They must have been thinking about maybe going on holiday nice and early and pitches. They don't think like that no more. And I'm not brandishing them all. I'm not. I'm certainly not. Everyone's different. People have to be brave on a pitch and there's all different types of bravery. Unfortunately for us, we don't have that right blend at the club today.
Can you expect plenty of changes? Can the supporters expect plenty of changes on Saturday?
I don't know. It's Wednesday night and you're always trying to load me with questions. Come on, give us a little break. Our supporters go home like me tonight sick. By the time it's Wednesday, we'll regroup. And by the time we get to Friday, I'll believe we can still get in the playoffs. But it's Wednesday today and we're in.
You're quite clearly frustrated, aren't you, Paul? So I think that would go through. You want that frustration to be in the players as well, though, don't you?
I just don't want to be frustrated. I wasn't frustrated after we drew with Bradford. I wasn't frustrated after we drew with Port Vale. I'm not frustrated when we get beat. I wasn't frustrated in certain games when we lose. But I'm frustrated when we don't turn up. Because a manager, my job is to get them to turn up. And unfortunately, what the pattern says at the minute, we don't turn up. It's a regular pattern. So something must change, mustn't it?
And Saturday, what can you do then for Saturday?
Kick off at 20 past three. That'd help, wouldn't it? I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, there'll be a lot of talk and there'll be a lot of harsh words, as there always is. You know, but you've got to make sure that when you're speaking, they're listening. And unfortunately for me, sometimes I don't know whether modern day footballers love football. I really wonder. I don't know. Because last night, you shouldn't have been able to sleep thinking about the game tonight. You should be that excited. How well are you going to start? What are you going to do? Yet we just stand off them and let them play. And in the end, it hurts yourself out.